Bobby Gales has another update for us. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
All right, thanks a lot, Shirley. So today, family, we're putting the spotlight on Arena Stage. They have a new production, which is a docudrama. It's called The 51st State. I'm here with one of the playwrights, Lady Dane Figueroa Adidi. Lady Dane, good morning. And welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
Good. So, The 51st State, a docudrama. Tell us about it, and what was the inspiration behind it?
So, The 51st State is a film produced by Arena Stage. It features several playwrights, several different actors, and several different directors, all from the DMV. And this, of course, comes after the death of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests and the conversations about making D.C. A state, granting D.C. statehood. And so the film itself really grapples with these conversations. It grapples with questions about race, about the country's history with racial violence and white supremacy, as well as what would it mean for D.C. to be granted statehood. That's a little bit of the expansiveness of the film.
Yeah, sounds like a very compelling and powerful piece. So how can our listeners check out The 51st State?
You can go on to Arena Stage's website. Go on over there. You can catch it at arenastage.org.
Fantastic. Well, Lady Dane, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this information with our listeners and being part of this very powerful docudrama, The 51st State. Continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's been great.
It's a pleasure. My special guest this morning, Lady Dane Figueroa Adidi, one of the playwrights for The 51st State, a new production by Arena Stage. Now, if you would like more information about this film, you can also go to our website over at whur.com. Okay, time for another look at traffic. Tony, you got it.